Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen about Severe Weather Awareness Week being held this week. This is part one of a two-part interview. This week is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Iowa, and each day this week has a different focus. And what's the focus for Monday?
Monday's focus is severe thunderstorms. So, not tornadoes. That's for later in the week. Severe thunderstorms, so damage from lightning, high winds, hail, the ugly stuff that precedes a lot of tornadoes.
And when somebody hears a severe thunderstorm has been in the area, what do they need to do?
It's very similar to if a tornado is around. You really need to take shelter. Lightning strikes occur a lot more frequently than we think. And if you can hear thunder, you're at risk of getting hit by lightning. And I looked up the formula that we all learn in elementary school. So once you see the flash of lightning, you start counting. And however many seconds after the lightning strikes that you hear thunder, you divide that by 5, and that'll give you the distance in miles that the lightning was from you. So it can still be a couple miles away and still be a threat to you.
So it's often closer than we think.
It is.
And then what's the focus for Tuesday?
Tuesday is receiving warning information. So in this day and age with cell phones and social media, we actually have a lot more routes of getting the information out than we used to. We, of course, have our weather radios, which every household should have. We've also got Alert Iowa, so you can go to the website and sign up to get alerts if there's warnings in our area. And you can also get those for surrounding areas. Like, my parents live in Muscatine County, so I get alerts if anything's going through Muscatine, which it'll usually come through here first. But
so if you live here in Washington, but you work in Iowa City.
Yep, you can get the Johnson County alerts as well. And a lot of times, just go to their county emergency management website, and there'll be a link to get to the sign up, because each county is a little bit different. It's all the same system, but you have to sign up individually.
And with those, can you explain the difference between a thunderstorm watch and a thunderstorm warning?
A watch is when it's likely to occur in your area. A warning is when it is actually in your area. There are threats to life safety, to property, and they are occurring at that moment in that area where the warning is for.
And that's the same criteria for a tornado watch and a tornado warning.
Yep. Tornado watch, same thing. It could happen if you're in the watch area, and if you're in the warning area, they've got those little polygons now, and that's where it's likely to occur or is currently occurring.
So is that why we see the watch timelines often much longer?
Yep. The watch and the actual area that it covers is usually a much broader scale, whereas the warnings are much more specific because it's actually happening at that moment and they can track it a bit better.
We recently had a storm spotter training class here in Washington. So does the National Weather Service then use radar along with what people are seeing on the ground?
Yep. So the National Weather Service uses their radar to see what they can see with radar. But as they told everybody in class, eyes on the ground are really can give them a better picture than even the radar can. So anyone who has been through spotter training has a direct line of communication to the National Weather Service where they can tell them what they're seeing, where exactly they are, and the Weather Service can update their watches and warnings based on what they're hearing from the people on the ground.
And what's coming up Wednesday?
So Wednesday is Tornado Day. So the state tornado drill will be held that day. So at 10 a.m., the National Weather Service out of Des Moines will put out a tornado watch for the whole state. And then at 10:15, there will be a tornado warning issued. And at that time, it's a great opportunity for your employer, for schools, for everybody to say, okay, if this were real, what would I do right now? So a lot of the schools will actually hold a tornado drill, kids into the hallway, duck and cover kind of thing. It's great to do at your place of work as well. Just kind of see where you would go. Make sure your employer has a plan for an emergency. And just make sure that if you work with the public and you've got public coming in and out of your building, kind of take a minute to tell them, hey, if this were real, this is what we would do and what we would tell you. Because a lot of times you can't say that the public has to do something, but you can give them the best information that you have.
And a tornado can hit any time of day.
Yep, any time of day. It doesn't have to be, a lot of times we see, you know, middle of the afternoon is when we see stuff and early evening hours, but they can hit in the middle of the night, they can hit early in the morning. So you could be anywhere. You could be driving down the road to work and it could happen.
And will we hear the sirens in the different cities in Washington County?
Yep, Washington County will participate, so the sirens should go off roughly around 10:15.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.